Peah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Ches. The previous Mishnah discussed the idea that Hekdesh, when produce belongs to Hekdesh, it is not Chayav in Lekat Shikhu and Peah, if it belongs to Hekdesh during the time that the Chiyav occurs, that the obligation occurs. So also in our Mishnah, Mishnah Ches, we're going to discuss that when it comes to the Chiyav of giving Trumas and Maisros, that does not apply to produce that belongs to Hekdesh. But again, it's only relevant if it belongs to Hekdesh at the time that the Chiyav occurs. And that's the time that's referred to in the Mishnah as Onas HaMaseros, the time of the Chiyav of Maiser. The Mishnah says, Kayotzebo, similar to the previous Mishnah that discussed Hekdesh, Hekdesh is Petur from Lekat Shikhu Peah, so also HaMakdesh Perosav, somebody who is makdish, his peros, his fruit of that produce, before it reaches the stage of onas ha-maisros, the time that it's chayv and maisros, ufadan, and then he's poda it, again, prior to the chi of maisros occurring, it's chayavin, because again, the chi of her maisros had not occurred yet. So just because it was once hekdesh does not patur it. And Mishabol Onas HaMaisros, once it's already past this stage where the Chi of Maiser occurs, he's makdish it, ufadan, and then he's poda it, chayav, and it's also chayav, because again, at the time of Onas HaMaisros, it did not belong to Hekdesh. But if Hekdishan, ad she lo nigmru, if he's makdish it, prior, before the Gemar here representing the completion of the Chi of Maiser, Ugumar and Hagizbar, and the person who completes the Chiyuv is the Gizbar of Hekdesh, is the treasurer of Hekdesh, so it belonged to Hekdesh at the time that the Chiyuv of Maiser occurred, v'acharkach bedan, and afterwards he's pod it, then it's Peturin, then the produce is Potter from Trumas and Maisrus. Why? Shebishas Chovasan, hayu Peturin, at the time that it became obligated, it was Potter because it belonged to Hekdesh. Now, when it comes to the definition of the term Onas HaMaseros, the time of the Chiyuv of Maiser that our Mishnah used, there's a dispute among the Mefarshim of what it exactly is referring to. Because in Maseches Maiseros, there's actually two different times of Chiyuv that are described. One is when the produce reaches a certain stage of ripening. At that point is when it first becomes capable of being taking Trumas and Maiseros at that point. And at that point, a person can no longer eat it. It's considered tevel. He can't eat it until Trumas and Maisros is taken from it. If he wants to eat it, b'achilas keva, he wants to eat it in a formal fashion. However, achilas aroi, like a snack, is still permitted at that point. Then there's a later point where after it's already fully grown and has been harvested and there's a part of the production that a farmer does with it, in terms of getting it ready for storage, etc. Once it reaches one of those points, depending on what the produce is, that's a second time of Chiyuv Maiser. And at that point, once it reaches that stage, even achilas aroi, even a snack, is forbidden. A person can't eat it at all. So there's a question among the Mefarshim of which of these two times of Chiyuv Maiser are we referring to here.